Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Worm.
Oh, shit. Where's my fucking quote? Oh, if TJ called me, even if I'm in the coma, I'm going to wake up.
We're going to leave that in. And Jameson.
It's not joke.
We just watched the finale of the Challenge 41 Bets and New Threats. We saw everyone decide to not stake a claim. Then everyone almost die while climbing a mountain. And quite possibly the best ending to a final ever. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets and MVPs and Losers. But first, as we always do, Chris, we're going to grade TJ's final. I think we do letter grades. So what do you got, Chris?
I'm going to give this a solid A. I'm going to give it an A for going letters. I feel like we've done numbers in the past, but let's go letters. It's not an A plus. I'll say it's not an A plus. I'm going to give it an A. It was very entertaining. I think it was absolutely difficult. Hey, they didn't need the food part, so maybe that's why it's not quite a plus. I'll tell you why it's not a plus for me. The biggest reason is it just wasn't visually captivating at the end there. I mean, it was stunning. Like, I mean, I was interested and I was all in. I was watching the whole time. But there's something a little boring about watching people just walk up a mountain. So I kind of got to dock it for that. And I also need to dock it a little bit for the Connect Four at the end there. I thought that was bullshit. So honestly, like if they didn't do the Connect Four, if they did another thing where it was like a Stairmaster thing or something like that, that like I was okay with that one.
Sure.
But the Connect Four at that point, I just felt like was such a bullshit thing. And then it was like an arbitrary, you have a 10-minute penalty. You know, was that like the average length that they played the games? I don't know. It should have made something that made sense at least, but I'm giving it an A. It was definitely the best final I feel like we've had in a long time.
Jameson.
Yeah. I was so close to giving it an A plus. I really was. I'm going to give it an A. I think, Chris, you're right. The Connect Four was like, come on. Yeah, you could have thought something better than Connect Four. Tic-tac-toe. I mean, I like, you know, who doesn't love some Connect Four? But I did love watching Turbo play Connect Four, though. He was like a mastermind, Einstein, Zach Galifianakis, fucking, you know, shit flowing around his head. That was fun. But it was a great finale, man. I love that there was no eating. I'm going to say it. I did not miss the eating. I did not miss the throwing up, the testicles, didn't miss them. You know, I thought that the stamina aspect of this challenge, this fun finale was so good. I love the turn with, you know, they're in last place, then they get to first place. I mean, that was epic right at the end, a photo finish, if you will. And I got some juicy deets about, you know, why things kind of weren't aesthetically as pleasing, maybe, Chris, as you might have hoped for, that I'm excited to share. But I think overall it was great. They stayed on a stoop. Look, is it the most boring, dumb thing? Yes, but God, I love it. I just love them just being tortured and just standing there and, you know, having to switch. I thought
it's one of those things that even though like it's not great to look at, you can feel it, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're exhausted. And I will say what I really loved is I'm sure they do this normally, but it felt like they really made a meal out of like the times. Like it's 1:45 right now. It's 3:30. I was like, oh, man, I know myself. 3:30 in the morning. They can see the sun coming up like. They didn't sleep for shit. They had to be so exhausted. Even when they're in the tents, you know, they're fucking not sleeping well. It was excellent. I think like it was the right amount too. I feel like in the past I've done some where it's like 3 days long or whatever. No, 2 days, go hard, climb up this fucking mountain. Can you survive? I loved it.
Yeah, it's an A for me too. I think it's the best one since we've been doing this, which we're now on the seventh season of doing this. I would have to think back before we started this podcast, but I mean, I just thought it was great. I thought it sort of tested every aspect of the game in a fair way. Like, there's always going to be that TJ's final thing where it's like, hey, we're not going to let you get too far ahead. You got to wait to challenge somebody. But, you know, that's what makes it a good show. I didn't miss the meat, the eating at all. Was really glad not to have it. And I love the standing on the stoop thing. I loved the Stairmaster face off. Like, I love the mental aspect of the game just as much as watching the physical stuff. And I thought that they really captured it this time, but in a way that was more interesting to watch than like last year, where it was like, we're just gonna sing on a boat all night. Like, that was torturous,
Oh.
not just for them, but for us to watch, where this was like, man, there it looks freezing. And I agree with you, giving us the time really helps. That's why I wish they would always tell us how long they're running too. Like, give me some concept of, even though I'm never going to do this, I can at least think about what it would be like. And this did that really well, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, even if they gave like a time sample, like they have been moving consistently for like 17 hours or something, like that shit's crazy. You know, they and you can tell, but man, it's great to have context, and you can really see the struggle in their faces. They were extremely exhausted.
Now,
I think.
Jameson. Oh, sorry, Chris, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, did they give? I feel like as they're going up the mountain in that final stretch, I feel like maybe somebody said it in like one of their little confessionals, but they were like, we've been going for like 24 hours or something like that. Like, right? Did somebody say?
Probably.
I think so.
And
Yeah.
that's usually the case.
Yeah. So you got a little taste of it there. But yeah, I agree with you with the timestamps.
Yeah, it's great. Jameson, you started to hint at it. Am I being hyperbolic by calling this the best ending to a final we've ever had?
Ooh, man, I don't know. It was a really great finish. You know, I feel like I really didn't see it coming when
Great
Jeremy,
editing. I forgot about that.
yes,
Part of why
yes.
it gets an A. They tricked the hell out of me and it worked.
When Olivia and Jeremy lost the tic-tac-toe fucking Connect Four, you know, two times in a row, I was like, oh, they're screwed. Like, you know,
Yeah,
I don't know how they're gonna get up this.
I just wouldn't keep going at that point.
I thought they were cooked, man. And then, you know, to have this kind of ending where, I mean, who knows? Like, I don't know the spatial awareness of like where exactly they were in relation to the chest, the treasure chest, like how close they were, but it did feel like they were right at the end. And Turbo's just like, fuck it, it's over, you know, as they're like walking right next to them. It was a great finish. I'm trying to think back. I mean, there's a difference, right? There's like the photo finish element, which is really great, which this was, and it was, you know, intense and a nice finish there. But then I always go back, I can't help it, to the banana Sarah, you know, like moment, or Ashley when she took the money. That's a different type of finish, you know, that's
Yes.
like a twist that you don't see
Yes.
coming. But those are like more shocking to me versus this, which is just like an entertaining, great finale.
Yes, this was better competition-wise. Those
Yeah.
are better from like a reality TV standpoint. Like, I saw that episode was just, there was some list I saw, and it was on the top 100 best episodes of the century. And that challenge episode was on there, which I was proud to have some challenge on there,
Well,
but
anything can beat the Seinfeld finale, am I right? You know what I mean?
Chris?
Yeah, I don't think you're being hyperbolic at all. I think it was riveting. I even though, you know, the whole race was moving at like 2 miles an hour, like there was something incredible about watching people just slowly, you know, Jeremy and Olivia just slowly catch everybody, and with every group of people they passed, it was like, wow, this is just insane. And there's no like, they don't pass them and just like go running and sprinting off into the distance. It's like,
Right.
it's just a slow burn. And like, I feel like the agony of like everybody, every team essentially that they passed, every team that was in the final except them, like you could just feel it as they got past, just like, oh, like they
Yes.
couldn't do anything about it. They were trying their hardest and they just couldn't do anything about it. And there's just something so almost like human about it. And you could tell, you could feel how hard the struggle of this final was because of that. And I think sometimes you don't really get that. It doesn't come across on the screen. You know, for whatever reason, it just doesn't feel like it's as hard, but you could, I feel like you could feel it, and you could feel it slipping away through everybody's fingers except theirs, and it became theirs, and it was just like really just entertaining to watch. It was just, I was glued to the screen the whole time, even though it felt like I was just watching people, you know, slip on rocks for like 30 minutes.
Right.
It was incredible.
I mean, that was all beautifully said. I feel like there was something very human, like in a movie, somebody would put up a fight or whatever, but that's really how it is when you're that exhausted. If you watch marathons or something, like at the end, some people just do not have anything left to give. And that's what it felt like as they were passing people. It was unbelievable to watch. It was one of those things that I usually only have happen when I'm watching sports where, like, I was saying, oh my God, out loud to my wife. Like, it was truly shocking to watch, which almost never happens in these.
Yeah.
No,
And like,
especially the finales. Like, so many times it's, we know after episode one, they always split it up. Like, it's just so obvious. I feel like this one had that, those twists and turns you didn't see coming.
let's do one last killed it or send it home, Chris.
so you guys love them standing on the stumps and talking all night, or not talking all night. And I guess that's my killed it or send it home is killed it or send it home, talking all night while standing out there on the stumps.
Killed
Or
it.
are you going to be quiet, essentially, is the other.
Oh, okay. Talking or not talking.
I'm killing it. I wrote down in my notes, Adrian has the right idea on this log. Like, you're just punishing yourself if you're just gonna sit there and stew in the tiredness and coldness. Like, you gotta pass the time. You gotta play some games, tell some weird stories. Like, you got to. I'm a negative by nature, but I think once I'm in a situation, I always try and make the very best out of whatever it is. And I think that's sort of what you have to do in that situation. And when people were just like, I love that even like Turbo started to play the vegetable game. Like, it's like you don't have any other choice. You can be miserable or you can just like, let's do this,
It was D tomato.
D tomato. Oh, so many quotes from him this season. He is the best. It's so great to have him back. I'm gonna kill it too. I mean, you guys know me. I'm a fucking talking chatterbox. I'll fucking talk anytime I can. And especially in those moments, I just feel like, to Danny's point, you're stuck on a log all throughout the night. The only way you're gonna pass the time, you can't sleep standing up like that. So you might as well talk and figure out a game, figure out something to do. And I find it funny to see people in moments of torture and how they react. Like, how are you gonna look at the positive? Are you gonna find the light in something, the silver lining? Are you gonna like how are you gonna react in that moment of peril? And everyone's true character really comes out in those moments.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm gonna kill it. One thing I thought was a misstep by Olivia and Theo is they should have been standing out there at the same time. They did not do that. And I think they could have annoyed the shit out of whoever else was standing out there just doing like annoying couple talk. And if they were smart, they would have done that just to wear people down, and they didn't do that. So I thought that was a misstep. But yeah, gonna say killed it to talking on the log all night, you know, having sleepovers, you talk all night to your buddies or whatever it is, and yeah, so killed it, talking all night.
Really, really quick on that, not to go on another tangent here, but I just want to call out Olivia early in the beginning of the episode to stake a claim. And she says, oh, I definitely don't want to go with him. Like, him as a partner looks awful. That's a little weird to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I thought that's a big red flag.
Yeah, because you can draw some parallels here between how you behave and treat your partner on this show would be indicative of how you're doing it in real life,
Yeah.
Well, as we saw, they have a baby now, so
Yep.
I just thought that was a wild one. Oh, speaking of which, real quick, How about anticlimactic, the fucking stake to claim? It was just like, no. Like it was,
Yeah.
there was no build there.
That was a bummer.
Yep.
JMO, what do you got?
Okay, so this finale had, the classic partnered up, moment. They're tethered together pretty much with a rope. And we've done a lot of fun killed it or sent it home, that some practical, just some slice of life stuff all season long. So I'm gonna get right into the business of the show. Guys, killed it for finales where they're partners, or sent it home. You like when it's, single, all on your own, finales, gotta win it by yourself.
So it's an either or, not really a killed it or send it home, huh?
A little bit.
I mean,
I
killed it or send it home on partners, right?
yeah, I,
Yeah.
okay. I'll send it home on partners, but I thought this was a great, great partner one, and I thought they did it really well. Usually I prefer when they split it up and we have a two winners, a man and a woman.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill it on, I agree with you, Danny. I think it's like, I do like when there's a man and a woman winner each. However, just the way this season worked out, and it was always partners, I'm gonna say kill it. I also like, kind of like you were just saying, Jameson, of like this moment of torture bringing out your character. I do like to see how people act in a team or a group setting. It's one thing you can push yourself as hard as you can, but when you have somebody else that you're also tied to or holding a rope with in this situation, I think that's also revealing of someone's character of like, are they going to be positive? Are they going to cheer someone on? Or are they going to be, negative and hard on them? And it makes me either like or dislike someone more, really. I mean, like, I think it's okay to be as hard on yourself as you want to be. And it's okay to hold someone to a high standard too. But I also think it's important to like support the people that you're working with. And I think, it's interesting to see that, Jeremy was a good partner, I feel like, for most of the part this season. And look, he won. I can't even say he dragged Olivia up the mountain. He kind of like set the pace and she followed along and he was encouraging when we got to hear it. And I think that counts for something. So yeah, I'm gonna say killed it on the partner, because I think it brings out like an interesting dynamic in people.
I mean, that's a really good point. I originally was maybe gonna send it home, and I don't know, Chris. You kind of flipped me with your argument, because you could argue that if Olivia was by herself and Jeremy was by himself, I don't know if Olivia would have won the female, side of it. So I think because they were partners, they made each other better, and we had some unlikely winners. If you told me at the beginning of this fucking season that Olivia was gonna win, I wouldn't have believed it. And here she is, and I think it has a lot to do with the partnership. I think it is kind of fun too. It adds some drama too when you think about it, like that. People feel bad letting down their partner, or like, oh man, they would have won if they weren't, tethered to this guy. So I feel like it that kind of adds a little drama. But so I'm gonna kill it, but I do really enjoy the single version.
Killed it or send it home on Go for It, Connect Four.
Just the game itself.
Just the game itself. How do you feel about it?
I'm gonna send it home. I feel like it's kind of like tic-tac-toe, except somehow I managed to lose a lot. I feel like I've only played it with my wife, and I feel like I'm like really smart, and then she just beats me. I'm like, what happened? And it happens every time. Not that I really play it that much, but probably because I lose. So I'm gonna say send it home. I could do without Connect Four in my life. There's other games that I think can show off my smarts better.
Yeah, I'm sending it home too. If you can't play a fucking game more than twice and not be bored of it, like you do one time Connect Four, you go, okay, I don't know, I'll play you again because you just beat me and then I'm done. Connect Four is the wannabe fucking, guess who, like you're never gonna be guess who. Guess who is fucking sick. You got a bunch of faces, it's really silly. Or Jenga. Connect Four is trying to be Jenga. You're never going to be Jenga, okay? Jenga is fun. I want to play that multiple times. Sorry, Connect Four. You're fucking out. You're fucking out.
I'm going to be the only one to kill it. I think Connect Four is a perfect game. It's the perfect length of time. You can play it. It's fun for all ages. I think it's a good time. I'm also, I get beat by my wife a lot in it, even though we don't own it. And but somehow it's one of those games you find yourself playing a fair amount. I will say it has nothing to do with Guess Who. Guess
It
Who
has
is
nothing to do with it. No, I'm saying like in the spectrum of games.
completely different skill set, Guess Who.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Jenga as well. I mean, come on, Jenga's a great game.
I'm talking like, rudimentary, really just like easy. It's in the same world. It's not Life or Monopoly. No,
I don't
that's a
know.
different, All right, all right.
I
Just take
think
away.
to me it's like a more advanced tic-tac-toe
Definitely.
Yes,
with more
a hundred
variables.
percent.
Yes. Where
However,
tic-tac-toe is way too reliant on whoever goes first.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean,
Where
get kind of
Connect
Connect
Four,
Four is
wait.
too, a little bit.
Connect Four is a game of smarts, where Jenga is a game of skill.
Yes.
We got two different.
Okay. I was trying to add some color commentary, trying to add a little more to the Connect Four combo, and I fucked up, okay?
It was a nice try. Maybe checkers. Maybe checkers.
Checkers. All right, yeah, checkers. Yeah. You're playing, Chris is playing chess. I'm playing checkers. Got it.
Gen X in here or something.
Time to get juicy
With Jameson's juicy deets.
All righty, guys, some deets. Okay, so Chris, you talked earlier about how it was visually wasn't as exciting, and that's true. I agree with you on that point. But what one thing I learned is looking for deets is apparently when they were going up the mountain, there was an extremely dangerous storm coming in, and there was a bunch of winds, and there was a reason why TJ wasn't even up at the finish line. I don't know if you guys noticed. It was too dangerous for him to get into a helicopter and go up there. And so they were apparently production was really freaking out about everyone finishing and getting down off the mountain and turbo off the mountain. And so what happened was they couldn't even get cameras. As they're going up, a lot of those shots where they're just walking is just like janky zoomed in helicopter shots from afar. And they could only have one helicopter at a time because the winds were so bad they were afraid that the helicopters were going to run into each other. So it sounded like a pretty hectic, crazy finale moment.
It seemed truly dangerous and crazy until you had four guys moving like no problem, carrying a huge
Yeah.
body down. I was like, oh, these guys are flying across this thing holding turbo. But obviously they were, skilled climbers that they hired for this thing. But it was just funny to be like, oh, he's almost gonna die. How's he gonna get out of here? And then it's like, oh, just four guys are gonna carry him.
They're just carrying him down.
It's just the locals carrying him in the rock canoe. That's
I
all.
tried so hard too to look up and find what happened to Turbo. Like, because the beginning of the finale was like my leg, my foot, and then
Then
I
he had
couldn't
a
even feel
broken
my
hand.
fingers. Yeah, like it was like all over the place. Nothing. I couldn't find anything. Who knows? I think he was just really tie-tied. Next up, guys, kind of a crazy thing. Olivia was in her second trimester during the finale, competing for it, which
That is
is just
awesome. That is unbelievable.
unbelievable, really wild.
You know what? Like, I feel like all season, and traditionally I don't really like Olivia, but like I was really happy for her. I felt like she deserved this win just so much. I was like, that was just such an impressive performance. And now to learn that she was in her second trimester is just insane.
Yeah, it's
Insane.
crazy.
And maybe it explains some of the other things of how she was in the rest of the season. I don't
You were doing so good.
know. Yep, I'm in trouble.
Oh man, and we're canceled. The last thing, at least, and during all the search, I did find out where the missing rope went, guys.
Whoa.
Whoa. It turns out that it was stolen, not stolen, no, it was picked up by someone in production, and someone came forward, this poor PA or whoever was like, I accidentally grabbed it, I moved it, and it was gone. So they got penalized for nothing.
Yeah, that sucks.
That
Yeah.
sucks. But you know what was funny is like watching Cedric, like just everybody was so tired, but you could tell he had like this sleep deprivation anger You know, like, and it was just funny to watch and be like, it was right here. Who, if you took the rope, then just give back the rope. And like, nobody like is even looking because they're just so tired. Like,
Right.
it was just really funny. I was like, something about this, having like two kids, I'm like, this hits home. Like, this feeling he's having, like, I understand this. I understand the struggle where you're just so tired. And it's something that's really not big, and you're just like really pissed off, and nothing's really coming together. It was funny.
Yeah, it was really silly though too. Like a lot of those moments this season with TJ, like, hey, you better watch it. You better keep that rope. Hey, we're
Yep.
gonna decide this with a coin flip. You know, like it was just a lot of kind of silly things with TJ this season.
He becomes more of a dad every season.
Yeah.
That
That's
it?
it. That's it.
Oh,
That's sorry. That's
I had
it.
one from
Ooh.
her and friend Caroline. Turbo blocked Sydney on all social media. I guess he didn't
Oh.
her calling him annoying or acting like she dragged him.
Ooh.
Hard to believe that didn't go over well with Turbo.
Well, what did she say? She said I mean, the one thing that was really funny, I thought that she actually did say was no excuses unless you're Turbo. I was like, wow, that actually was pretty good. Otherwise, I didn't like Sydney at all. So,
Yeah, agreed. All right, MVP of the episode first.
I
Chris.
mean, it's got to be Jeremy. It's for me. It's Jeremy. I mean, what a performance. And I think Jameson, you said, I don't know if Olivia would have won if he wasn't like guiding her up there. You know, credit to her for keeping up with him, but incredible performance from him.
Jameson.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to him too. He kind of came out of the blue this season and really dominated pretty much throughout the season. He didn't get into, I mean, from an MVP, from just like a competitive standpoint, like he killed. He wasn't really like entertaining per se for me. He didn't really like do a lot of that stuff, the drama, you know, yada yada. But from an MVP standpoint of, you know, kind of just pure domination all across the board, you got to give it to him.
I'm gonna make that a three-peat. All season, everyone was like talking about this guy like he was some god, and he showed up there at the end. It was very impressive. He's my MVP. Loser of the episode, Chris.
So Jameson, you mentioned that somebody was missing at the top of the mountain, and really, I couldn't give it to any of the teams, honestly. Like, I think it was just such a great performance from everybody. I really respect everyone that was in this final, and just watching them trudge up the mountain. So I felt like it was missing TJ at the top, and I had to give it to TJ because he wasn't at the top, and like, he's always at the finish line. He's always there. And it's sad to hear that a storm kept him from getting up there, but I just, in the moment, without knowing that deed, I was like, that's really poor, man. Like, you made them hike all the way up there and you didn't even show up. Come on,
He
dude.
did. He did an interview, and it's the first ever time that he's not been at the finish line. And he felt awful about it.
Jim?
You know, Chris, I agree. Everyone did great, and it's a really tough, but I gotta give it to Theo. I just feel like Theo kind of just really didn't show up for me in this. He just always feels like he doesn't give a shit. And he's like, you know, he just kind of is like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed. I don't really care. Like, he just, the vibe of his overall demeanor just kind of sucks for me. And I know he definitely like gave it his all. He would do a lot better than I would if I were to do this shit. But I mean, he just kind of talks the game. He has a presence, like he's gonna show up. He looks athletic. He feels like he should, you know, do a lot better than he does. And he just kind of puts out a big old purr. He just kind of is a fart. He's just a fart. Just a fart.
I had the same too, especially when I thought that he was the rope stealer. So now I guess he should share it with a production assistant. But I agree. Like, yes, he was better this episode, but he was so terrible on the first episode that I feel like he's just the loser of like the final. MVP of the whole season, though, Chris, who do you got?
I have to give my MVP of the whole season to Turbo. You know, as much as I was disappointed with his performance in the final, his mystery pains, insane pain, his insane pain. I just, he carried the season in a way. I mean, so many quotes. Everybody respected him. There was something too of just like the last time he came back, he only lasted one episode and he was still just like insane misogynist. And I think he found a way to be accepted by people and still feared by people. And was very entertaining. There's a, like a lighter side to Turbo, and it was just like the right, I feel like he hit just the right tone for me, for being on the show, for someone who's not gonna go crazy or be a crazy drunk drama person. He just hit the right tone. So I'm giving it to Turbo for the season.
I think that's fair, J Dog.
I would, from an entertainment standpoint, I would definitely give it to Turbo across the board. I mean, he was, incredible too, like, from a, competitor standpoint too. But I'm gonna give it to Olivia. I don't really care for her. Like I just, she's not my favorite person in the show, but I just have to give it to her. Like I'm shocked she made it this far. She did a lot of political stuff this season to get herself like in position to get this far. She put her neck out there. She, spoke up. She like made things happen. She moved the game around. She kind of controlled some things, and she got to the end and won. And I just didn't. I would never have thought of her to be at the top of that mountain. She just doesn't give that kind of vibe off, and she did it. So I applaud her, and I'm gonna give her the MVP.
Mine was Olivia too. Came in the best shape we've ever seen her in. Great political game. Yes, did she have her annoying Olivia moments? She did, but I made fun of her last week for saving her legs. It worked. And now know that she did all this pregnant is like mind-boggling, like crazy. So a worthy champ. And I feel like it goes one of two ways when people have kids. They either hang it up for good or they'll be back. And I feel like now I hope she comes back, 'cause I like when people get the chance to defend their titles and try and repeat. So yeah, kudos to Olivia. Loser of the season, Chris.
You know, Jameson, you started talking about this person. I'm gonna give it to Theo. And it's not just because he's like kind of a loser of the final. I think he just talked a lot this season and he didn't really do much ultimately. And then to talk so much and you go through so many eliminations and then you show up to the final and you're just being like really, I don't even know, just the whole way he was in the first leg, of just being negative and holding Adrian back pretty much was just really annoying. And then like this episode, it didn't look the greatest. You know, obviously he was like kind of leading the way for them, but I don't know. It was like a little too late, you know. He should have helped Adrian out maybe the day before and the night before, and maybe they would have been in a better position. So yeah, I'm gonna give it to him.
Guys, I'm giving it to, I'm making the losers of the season. It's the vets. The vets lost this season.
Wow.
Like nobody, I mean, that's the takeaway of the season for me is like the vets really just sucked it up and they really showed that they're might be cooked and it's a time for a new era, a new generation, or the show's ending. I don't know. It was a wild season for vets across the board. I know Olivia is, a vet per se, and she won, and that's great. But like across the entire season, we saw so many instances of vets just looking old, looking tired, and looking cooked.
That's a great one. I can't argue that. I was toying with Theo. I found him annoying all season, but I landed more where you did, Jameson, where I think I gotta go CT. I just never thought that CT would make me sad, and he made me sad multiple times this season. It just was like it bummed me out that he was on the season, and that should never happen. And it was tough. So I think he's mine.
Wow.
I know.
It's just the vets.
Crazy.
That's a great call.
It really is. That's a great answer.
That's
How
how we're
many
going
times?
out.
How many episodes were we on here where like the vets look terrible?
Yeah. It was like a relief when they were gone.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It was sad. Until next season. That's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a lamp, everybody.
You guys killed it. Well, I mean, I don't know if we killed it this season. We weren't very consistent. We'll try and get better at that next season. This was our... I felt like that when we had shows, we delivered, but we just didn't deliver shows as often.
We won't. No, we'll be better. We won't be like the vets. We won't be. Maybe we'll be better. Good season, everybody. We did it.
We did it.
It'll be better when there's only 10 episodes. We'll be able to lock in to 10.
Exactly.
And we'll all be in the same time zone finally.
Yes.
That's if I'm still alive when Jenna listens to this tomorrow.
the same time zone will help a lot.
Now's your chance to apologize, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Except,
baby, I said some stuff that you're not going to like.
You're not going to like.